Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Well, hello all you beautiful people. Bishop Randy Dean here with you for another episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love devolve into and potentially become just outright BS, which is bait and switch, or whatever else you may assign those two letters to. We are not here to bait and switch. We're not here to fix, manage, control people trying to navigate conversations somewhere where we get the upper hand on folks. No, we're here to love. We're here to love with the purity, the best purity we know how to discover. And that's why I'm here. Aren't you happy I'm here? Let me just reach around and break my arm, pat myself on the back. I am happy to be here, and I hope you are too. And I'm grateful that we have regular listeners here. I'm grateful we have perhaps some newcomers here today. So to that end, let me introduce the newcomers to what we do. We do a couple of things regularly here to help keep me focused, you know, because I tend to be that fourth grade kid, even though I'm 70. I tend to be that fourth grade kid in the back of the classroom who's entertaining his neighbors around him and chatting and talking and not paying close attention. So I have to, even to this day, keep me on task. So my task here is to do a couple of things to keep us focused on the pursuit and the pilgrimage of love. First of all, in just a few moments, we'll do Love's Creed. It's something that I wrote many years ago, a decade or so ago, when I just needed a good New Year's resolution. And this popped up on my head and on my radar and out of my pen to my computer. I've edited it, obviously, over the years. But this is something that I really relish and enjoy for my personal consumption. And I hope it's becoming something that's of value to those of you who've tuned in here. And if you are new, well, welcome. And Love's Creed, I hope, will give you something to just to hang on to. And then in about a half an hour, when we conclude the broadcast, I'm going to exercise what we're going to talk about today. And that is the value and the power of saying with direct intentionality the three most charmed, holy, and beautiful words in the English language. And that is, I love you. Okay? So we'll get there with a little explanation. We'll conclude with that exercise. But first, let's go to Love's Creed, because Love's Creed is pretty much the container by which I come here week in and week out with this radio broadcast. Here it is in total. And then I'll go back and read it to you in bursts, like I would at a marriage altar for bride and groom, and have you repeat after me. But first, here it is. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Now, those words, while seemingly simple, really are complex, and I want to give them to you as a vow, as you would repeat the Apostles' Creed in a church service. So, are you ready? Here we go. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I am not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Those words just feel so poetic and powerful, profound for my own thoughts, and I hope they are for you. If you'd like a copy of this that you could put on a 3x5 card that you could tape to a mirror while you're putting on your makeup or you're shaving or perhaps put on the sun visor of your car. Maybe you want to put it in your phone or your iPad or your computer, whatever the case may be. You could write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail.com. Ask for a copy of Love's Creed, and it'd be my delight and pleasure to send you a copy of it so you could have it available for your routine meditation and contemplation to keep you, as I said earlier about myself, to keep you on that straight and narrow, on that path, on that beautiful capacity to stay in love. I have been here now 4 years, and I've introduced the concept of looking people in the eye and saying those beautiful, magic, confronting, majestic. I was trying to say magic and majestic a minute ago, and my mouth got in the way of my brain. But to be able to say, I love you, it's startling. It startles ourselves when we give it, but it's startling to people we say it to. Now, I do understand that there are legitimate reasons it can be startling for some folks, because many of us are not prepared to hear that from the average everybody that we see day by day. We're kind of in the routines of our life, and we're not used to somebody having eye contact with us, for one thing. And then secondly, for somebody to just show up with such a powerful sentence. But I'm convinced this could be the kind of startling practice and behavior that may well work its way into the fabric of our lives. Our nation right now is floundering in so many partisan battles. I'm telling you, and you know, I don't have to tell you, you know how rancorous and divided we are right now, and it's unnerving to me on so many levels. Now, I know we could argue the points and the references, and I think this, you think that, and that's ad nauseum. I'm weary of those battles. That tug of war, emotionally and intellectually, it's not helpful. But I do think somehow, if there are just a few of us in this world that want to season life with something better, more beautiful, something startling on the beauty side of the wide world, right? More startling in the sense that we're not here to battle for our side or to make you the evil one and me the right one. I'm alive to love. I'm alive for love, as Love's Creed says. So that's where I'm at today, is this. I want to review this challenge of looking people in the eye and saying, I love you. Now, first of all, I want you to know that because of the startling nature of that potential encounter, that you should give it some good thought. I mean, don't be overly reckless with it. And, you know, I get it that there's some kind of recklessness about it, but don't be foolhardy about it. Be determined with it. Put it in your mind that should you do it, you might have to explain yourself and be ready to do that. But also recognize that in this practice, there's something far more at play that I'm reaching for. And that is this. Somebody once said to me, but what if I don't feel it? What if I don't really feel I love you to somebody and I don't want to say it because I don't feel it? Oh, I understand that. I've said I love you a lot of times without real passion or feeling behind it. However, I've said it enough times in my many years now of offering this practice that I recognize that when I stir my mind to think about doing that, I'm suddenly confronted with my need to adjust who I am and how I behave in this world. I'm confronting myself with the potential challenge of adjusting my mindset, getting my mind in the right space and in the right place. It's also when I say I love you to many folks, if not all, it's my commitment. Let me explain that. It's not only my statement, but this is my commitment. My commitment, if I say I love you to someone, my commitment is to be a loving soul in your general direction, to throw love into the energy of our connections, to make sure that love is at the center of how I am relating to you. If it's, you know, again, whoever that is, that John Smith or Jane Doe, whoever that may be, if I say I love you to them, well, now I've committed to them, but also to myself. I'm reminding myself that this is a value. This is a high value that me, as the giver of those three words, that I have to find priorities in backing up those three words. Am I making sense? Does that register? I hope. And as I go along here, I'm saying this to you as a means of review of this every Sunday and Saturday practice that I challenge you to do when we close. To find somebody, look them right in the eyes, give them full attention and awareness, and then slow those words down and say, I love you. I'm recording this on the day before Thanksgiving, and I recognize that I'll be with family tomorrow, and there'll be a lot of chatter and fun and jokes and carrying on. There'll be football in the background. You know, all of that is going to be going on. We're going to be praying our thanks. We're going to be around the table saying thank you for this or for that. And what I want to make sure is that in the middle of it, my family will know that, here comes Papa. Here comes Dad. Here comes Randy. And he's going to say it. Brace yourself. And so I just know that in the middle of all the others, I'm not trying to take it. I don't want that our day to be taken over by my three words, but I do want to season the day with those three words. In a larger sense, that illustrates what I'm here to present. Let's season our world with this small expression. It really is, when you think about it in terms of actual geography, it's a very small expression. Not many sentences in the human language are just three words that can have so powerful an impact on people around us. Just three words, I know. I've shared a little bit of my history off and on. I don't intend to share a lot of it here. But I want to remind you that it was for me as an 18-year-old kid, a startling and shocking moment with my dad, who admitted to me, I haven't told you in your 18 years, I love you. Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather when he said it, because it shocked me. And yeah, in a moment, there was a brief reaction negatively from me, because I was aware, yeah, that's right. You've never said that to me. And I, again, in my 18-year-old sluggish brain, I had some consternation. There it is. I'll get it out. There was some consternation cooking in me that, what do I do? Well, so there is that. I recognize that. But what better, more productive way to use just three words? What if my dad had never given me those three words? And then I have to consider going forward in life. How many people am I brushing shoulders with, or breathing the same air with, or seeing in different settings and different businesses, or just casual friendship reactions, who have not heard those three words ever? Maybe just in a week, or maybe a month or a year, whatever the case may be. We need those three words, don't we? We all need them. Somebody might argue, well, it gets overused. Well, then don't overuse it. Make sure that when you use it well. You do it with proper contemplation. I'm just so aware that we're trying to change the world, right? Well, let's back away from that gigantic notion and let's come down to small seasoning things that we all can do every day. Let me read a quote to you from Marianne Williamson, who is far and wide known for this quote, by the way. She says, "Hate has talked so loudly for so long. Greed has talked so loudly for so long. Liars have talked so loudly for so long. Love has got to stop whispering." Ooh, there it is. That's what I'm about here in the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. Love has got to stop whispering. Love has got to stop being made into one word when we say it to somebody. Love ya. That's giving too much away in too little of true connection when you could give all of that much away with real connection, with a real moment that is effective, considered, and considerable. And that, it doesn't have to turn into a 10-minute conversation, doesn't even have to be more than a 10-second conversation. But it has that emphasis for me that says, with hate talking so loudly for so long, it's time for love to stop whispering. I agree with Ms. Williamson. Let's make love the centerpiece of our conversations on some level. Once again, I'm not talking about taking over a room. I'm not talking about getting up close to a PA system and shouting it. I'm simply suggesting that in small seasoning moments of the world around us, that is coming unglued in some ways. Oh my goodness, the heart-wrenching news of this act of violence and this act of war and that famine and this incredibly hateful moment on a street corner. All of those things are flying at us, aren't they? And by the way, hate in all of that has been shouting at us, the news cycle, the never-ending 24/7 news cycle that roars at us, it's information inflation. So may we become determined people, because I can't change that world all in one fell swoop. I can't enter the media world and change it in one fell swoop. But here's what I can do in my day-to-day life, in my moment-by-moment interactions with human beings. In my commitment to the next person I see is to consider the possibility of those three words, seasoning the moment. I do get that in male-female or even male-to-male, female-to-female relationships, there could be a misunderstanding that I'm attempting to be romantic. Well, then I'll explain that. I don't intend this as any kind of romantic expression. I just mean this as a human. As a human being to a human being, I want you to know I love you. And walk along, and perhaps that person will come back and say, "Explain that to me." Well, there you go. Then now you're invited to a further explanation or conversation of something so valuable. But I also know that in saying I love you, we put the other person sort of on notice, like, "Well, are you going to say it to me now?" Well, let's eliminate that. Perhaps with saying I love you, and with some, but not everybody, but with some, we smile, thumbs up, and walk away. Not to be rude about it, but to make sure that they understand I'm not expecting you to screw up your courage the way I just did. I'm not expecting you in a flat-footed moment to suddenly have to know what I just contemplated for days and days and weeks. I just want you to hear me say, with full intentionality and authenticity, I love you. And out of that, then, perhaps that person can say, "Wow, that was powerful. Wow, that shook my day up. That gave me something to think about." and then be able to walk away from that with having left a person with the possibility that their life could start carrying on this this domino effect of seasoning our world with love. You know, I've said and used this quote from Mother Teresa now many times during this broadcast, but I want to make sure I give it some real context as well here. She said once, "There is more hunger for love in this world than there is for bread." That is a mouthful. That one sentence in and of itself is worthy of a book, if not a booklet. Or I said it wrong the other way. It's worthy of a booklet and perhaps even a whole book. But here's the rest of what I would explain that as. So if what Mother Teresa said is true, and boy, I tell you, I think it is. I think there's more hunger in this world for love than there is for bread. And here's Mother Teresa feeding the hungry on the streets of Calcutta at a time when hunger was screaming for help and starvation and people being malnourished. But she said there's more hunger for love than that. Well, then if folks of genuine faith and an authentic and genuine expression of love show up, it strikes me that if we become known for love like that, that we're giving love like that, perhaps just with a slice of bread approach, which just says three words, "Hey, I love you." Well, I am convinced, should that become known, well, just as Mother Teresa's outreach and ministry in Calcutta became worldwide known because people were crashing her doors. And if she went to an outreach on any street corner, the folks would come for miles with whatever they could and whatever buggy or basket or truck or car or motorcycle or anything they could gather to get the bread or the food she was giving. So you can see in your mind's eye, I hope, that if we're dispensing love at that level where there's a greater hunger for love than there is for bread, I think it stands to reason that if any one church became known as that church where they have a crazy commitment to being authentically loving, when you walk in those doors, those folks will specifically say, "I love you." They will specifically act in loving ways, and love will be what you walk out the doors with because they are committed to that powerful statement, "I love you." Our doors would be crowded with guests because there is more hunger for love than there is for bread in our world. So to that end, I believe that in this challenge, my review of my simple expression to close every No BS Bishop, my review here is to renew the idea of how powerful it could be and yet so simple, so amazingly simple and yet amazingly difficult at the same time. So I want you to find a way right now. First of all, let's get some good deep breaths to practice this. I want you to, at the four beats, to count of four, inhale as much air as you can. I'll count it out. Hold it for the count of four, and then exhale it to the count of four. All right? Here we go. I want to invite you to inhale to up to the count of four. Inhale. One, two, three, four, hold it. One, two, three, four, exhale. One, two, three, four. Whew. Do that every day on some level, little bits at a time, or maybe you can give yourself a full 5-10 minutes of that. But do that for yourself as a bit of a retreat from stress and struggle. Give yourself the opportunity to breathe well. It's healthy. It'll lower your heart rate and your blood pressure. Now to the subject of today. Find somebody as soon as you can. If you're alone, just mark it in your mind. This is what I'm going to do. But if there's somebody near you right now, uh-oh, careful now. It's about to get weird. It's going to be a little awkward. Turn and look at them. And with full intentionality and real focus and with a meditation behind your words, this is not only my commitment, but it's going to be my lifestyle as it relates to you, you one person. And say the three most magical, holy, powerful words in the human language. I love you. Whew. There you go. If you do that right now and then carry it forward into your behaviors, your activities, it is, I know, it's startling. And I know, I'm here to tell you that I know the difficulty of it. I practice it and I see it in the eyes of people with whom I practice it. I know, but I also know what our world needs now, more than bread, more than political solutions. What our world needs most right now is love, sweet love. That's what the world is hungry for. All we need is love, is more than a Beatles song. It's the mantra, the contemplation, the meditation of Jesus when he said, if you love one another as I have loved you, the whole world will know that you are my disciples indeed. Let's separate the word indeed into two words. In deeds. So I know this is more than words, but I know saying it with words is sort of a contract that we sign that I'm going to be a loving soul in your life. Well, thanks for being here again for another episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love devolve into the potential of bait and switch. And I don't want to be about bait and switch. I want to be about L-O-V-E, love. And I'm inviting you here to help unpack, study, journey, take the pilgrimage of love. It's going to take all of our lives and all of eternity to make it a reality in our lives. Now go out there and do something beautiful, and you know how, right? Say three words. And now know that I'm backing you up with my prayers and my love for you. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m., and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.